Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Rounding third here and heading for home here on Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos right here on WLS AM 890. I want to thank my guest, Patrick Norton, one of the rising stars in the Chicago sports media biz, hopping on, talking Chicago Bears. My quick thoughts on just Ben Johnson. Where do we go from here? As we all know, if you've listened to my show before, he wasn't exactly my number one choice, but he was a very hot hire. And Chicago Bears have an offensive-minded coach moving forward. And look, for the one day in the moment, Ben Johnson won the press conference, did what he needed to do. And for the Chicago Bears, to give them credit, they had a good day. Now, look, I'm going to have some healthy skepticism all summer long. I'm going to be in wait-and-see mode. But like in What About Bob, Bill Murray's character, I am baby steps onto the bus at this thing. Because this is what's so great about being a Chicago Bears fan, is we know how to shovel coal into the furnace of the hope train faster than any other fan base on the planet. I know Kevin Warren wants to go off and be like, we're the best fans on the planet. I think it's incredibly pandering, and I find it to be kind of annoying. But when we talk about the hope train, buying a ticket and hopping on it, we are one of the best in the biz on this one. And look, we had a locomotive heading into the season. And then the train hit a deer on the tracks. And look, we were sidelined and we were stranded a little bit at the Matt Eberflus station for a little bit, and things were looking really dark and really grim. We were getting cold. We were shivering. But now that Ben Johnson's on board, that hope train, everyone's just piling right back in, and it's full steam ahead. I don't know if I'm going to personally get there, but by the end of the summer, I promise you, we are going to be that locomotive again, barreling towards saying we're going to win 12 or 13 games, go to the playoffs, all that good stuff. When it comes to Ben Johnson, good for him. I thought the dude had the leverage from the jump. I think this guy has had the leverage in this situation dating way back before this even process began when the regular season ended. I'm going to say that even after Thanksgiving, when we fired Matt Eberflus, I think Ben Johnson became the guy, which is why I've said on the show before, it is funny and comical and easy to make fun of the fact that the Chicago Bears interviewed 20 different people. But as I've said it as an analogy before, if you've got a plane ticket to get on a plane and you're at the airport 3 hours early and you've got nothing to do until you get on that plane, might as well text some buddies. Might as well read some articles, try and get some intel, get some information into your brain before you hire the person that you want. Now, sure, was it a slam dunk 100% deal? No, it wasn't, because clearly they talked to Mike Vrabel and they had Mike McCarthy ready as a backup plan. So I'd like to think that it was pretty much a slam dunk from the get-go that Ben Johnson was coming. But again, they had to wait for the Detroit Lions to finish. They didn't know after Ben Johnson decided to come back last year. He said in his press conference that he came back because he felt like unfinished business in Detroit. If Detroit goes on and what if they lost the NFC title game again? What if they went on and won the Super Bowl? Would he have changed his mind? We will never know, but the Chicago Bears had to plan for that scenario, which is, I think, where Mike McCarthy had to come into play. Now, a little bit of a heads up on the Ben Johnson thing. I know everybody is going to be really excited to read about Ben Johnson, to learn more about him. I found it to be incredibly interesting that, as we mentioned with Patrick Norton, him speaking directly to the players in the press conference, I thought that was really powerful and different. And not that normal cliched press conference stuff. He had a fireside one-on-one chat that I also thought was really interesting, where he talked a lot about, you know, the trials and tribulations of what he dealt with in Miami. He's been on losing teams before, and he has seen what it's like to go from a bad team to a good team. He's also seen what it's like to get fired in Miami and have to start all the way over again as a quality control coach, one of the lowest level positions you can have on an NFL coaching staff, and work his way back up. So Nothing's been handed to Ben Johnson. And as he said, his last name isn't the same last name as a player or a famous coach. He doesn't come from a crazy program. He's not a former player that automatically gets a foot in the door because he played the game. And Ben Johnson's had to do it the right way. And I appreciate that about him. But I will caution you all Bears fans and say that as you're reading about him in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be really hard to find anybody that's going to say anything bad about Ben Johnson. All of his supporters and all of the people that are in the business of pumping up whatever their directive is or whatever their motive is, whether it's pumping up young coaches, whether it's pumping up the Detroit Lions, whether it's pumping up Ben Johnson's agent, whether it's pumping up Ben Johnson himself, 99% of what you're going to read in here is going to be overwhelmingly positive about Ben Johnson. So just prepare yourself. That's just how it goes. The people that support him are going to come out of the woodwork and to praise him. And the people that are in the know or people that maybe want to disparage him or poke holes into it, they are not going to go out of their way to throw some shade or a wet blanket on him right now because it would be deemed unprofessional. Trust me, when Matt Nagy got hired, Andy Reid said, God, he's a leader. He's the next great thing. I think he's the perfect hire possible. Matt Eberflus, wow, what a leader of men. He's put in his time. He's a real football guy. The players really respect him. This is all just people going around, getting their 5 minutes, getting a little limelight for themselves while also pumping up their guy. And it's all a club, and people are just trying to pump up their dudes right now. So, look, it's going to be fun to read and learn more about Ben Johnson, but I'm just saying just take that as cautiously as you can moving forward because I just think it's just going to be a little bit slanted on the side of everything is super hunky-dory, and Ben Johnson's the most perfect coach that's ever walked the green grass of earth. Two more things before we get out of here. The first one is the Caleb Williams thing. I just want to go back on that just a little bit where it's out there. And I will say what I've heard isn't enough to make a declaration. Now, this is obviously chum in the water for people that think that Caleb's already a bust or whatever it is, whatever comments that you want to have about Caleb right now. I will tell you that two things can be true. The first one is I think as a rookie quarterback in the NFL, especially with a coach like Shane Waldron, who we knew wasn't the guy, with a head coach like Matt Eberflus, who we knew was looking for an extension, so needed to cozy up to Caleb Williams to get him on his side to make that thing work. I do think there was a soft coaching hand when it came to Caleb Williams. So in turn, now you're hearing rumors that Caleb Williams doesn't work hard enough, that Caleb Williams plays video games every single day, that maybe or maybe not the Chicago Bears are checking his tablet a la Kyler Murray to see if he's really putting in the time outside of Hallis Hall. And here's what I will say to that. One, in my opinion, as it stands right now, until I learn more, something definitive that I can bring to air, the video game thing to me is just a super boomer topic, right? However you want to spend your time. So what would be the difference, right? He spends too much time reading books. Would that be better if that's how he spent his time? And then just to reiterate that an NFL rookie quarterback only knows what he can know, and he does not know what he does not know. And sometimes with coaching in the NFL and a structure and organization like the Chicago Bears, he needs to be shown the way. And I think we all can agree that learning in college and the work ethic that goes into the college game is way different than the profession, the multi-billion-dollar industry that is the NFL. They're two totally different things. So I'm hoping that Caleb embraces that and begins to take steps of, let me just show you, if you do a couple of these details, you take that extra step, and then you start to see results, I think that can be something that can ignite a wildfire that then breeds more work ethic. Patrick Mahomes himself said, I didn't know this, I didn't know that, I didn't know how to do this after my rookie season in the NFL. So I know this might be a possible storyline, and I just kind of want to put it to bed right now where I think it is a little bit of a wait and see, but something I can also say that we need to keep an eye on, because in this moving forward in this summer, I am going to be a little bit more hard on Caleb Williams than I've been in the past because rookie year is over. Now it's time to come together with the coach that I think that you wanted, that everyone wants to see him paired with. We need to start coming together and seeing results. My final one is I just want to give a shout out to the Chicago Bears. Kings of the offseason. Crown us once more, we are back on the throne where we belong. Everyone talks all the time about the regular season, about winning games. I say pish-posh, okay? And this is what makes Chicago Bears fans amazing, and this is what I've realized, is that there's 12 months in the year. For 4 months in the year, September, October, November, and December, we are absolutely miserable because our football team sucks. But you know what is great? The 8 months of the offseason, where we are the offseason kings, where hope springs eternal. And it doesn't matter whether we're trading for Jay Cutler, or we're trading for Brandon Marshall and signing Martellus Bennett, or we're bringing in Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel. Oh, yeah, we're trading for Khalil Mack. We're drafting Mitch Trubisky, Santa Slay 2.0 heading into 2019. We draft Justin Fields. Oh, boy, here we go. And then now, of course, drafting Caleb Williams in one offseason, including Roman Dunze. And now this one, Ben Johnson. It's our time, ladies and gentlemen. The summer's going to be right around the corner, and we're going to be pumping ourselves up, pumping coal into that hope train, and we're going to be doing what we do best as Chicago Bears fans, talking ourselves into the Chicago Bears being good, the Chicago Bears making the playoffs, Chicago Bears finally having a quarterback, Chicago Bears finally having ourselves a head coach, and boy, I can't wait, because this is what we do. This is what we do best. 4 months out of the year, ick. That's for everybody else. Go play your games with your results and your wins and your playoffs. Give me the offseason, Chicago Bears fans, because for 8 months out of the year, we are king, we are royalty, and there's nobody better at it at the offseason than the Chicago Bears. We got to get out of here on Sports Talk Chicago. Thank you so much for tuning in. You were listening to Sports Talk Chicago right here with Joey Christopoulos here on WLS AM 890. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the listen. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Saturday night. Be well, be safe. We will talk to you soon. I will see you next week. See you soon, Chicago.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold. 312-883-9500 MVP. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.